It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Imagine going through a case file for each of the 10 million or so homeowners facing foreclosure to determine who gets a new loan and who won't. That's what's going to happen to sort out the foreclosure mess. Millions of loans are involved, and one of the biggest caseloads belongs to Fannie Mae. That's the mortgage giant, which is government-founded and now more fully government-controlled. It guarantees a third of all home loans. In the first of this two-part series, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on how the process works.
Okay, that sounds good.
To deal with its flood of troubled home loans, Fannie Mae relies heavily on loan servicing companies like NationStar to sort out what to salvage and what to let go.
So this entire area here is dealing with borrowers who owe one payment.
Bob Apple shows us through an area where hundreds of employees take on the unenviable task of trying to collect payments from delinquent homeowners. But this doesn't look like your typical debt collection operation. For one thing, there are balloons, streamers, and large stuffed animals hanging from the ceiling.
That doesn't explain the gorilla hanging.
I don't have a good explanation for that other than the fact that they wanted to have a little fun, so they decided to have a decoration contest.
Despite appearances, this office near Dallas is a front line in the battle against the nation's foreclosure crisis.
Okay, sounds good.
And Apple is executive vice president of NationStar. NationStar's business is to try to make good on loans going bad by getting people to pay their bills or trying to help them alter their loans to make them affordable. And Fannie Mae is their largest client. Fannie Mae itself lies at the heart of the mortgage industry. It backs or outright owns some 18.3 million home loans, and roughly half a million of those are seriously delinquent, or at least 3 months behind on payments. Dealing with the sheer scale of deciding whether to modify or foreclose on these home loans means depending on companies like NationStar and its employees.
I'll submit this off to Fannie Mae to see what they come back and let us know what might be the best option for them.
She should be able to go do the payment for you as long as you give her the reference code so she can go out and do that MoneyGram payment.
Y señora, Quijada, me puede confirmar este domicilio, por favor.
Making these calls, getting borrowers to communicate and fill out all the necessary forms is terrifically time-consuming and costly. Many servicers have way more loans than they can chase after, and that's the main reason only a tiny percentage of the nation's 10 million or so troubled mortgages have been successfully modified. But if there's one company under a huge amount of pressure to do it, it's Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae's ballooning financial troubles last year prompted the government to take it and its sibling company, Freddie Mac, under conservatorship. Now, analysts say, the Obama administration is using Fannie Mae to modify tens of thousands of loans by aggressively reducing interest rates or almost anything else, even if it ends up racking up the bills.
If it costs them more money to do a loan modification, the feeling is they have to do it anyway.
Guy Sakala is publisher of a trade magazine called Inside Mortgage Finance.
They have to avoid foreclosure at all costs and try to work out something, even if it ends up costing them more money, workload, everything else down the road. Lenders are also under that same type of political pressure, if you will, but Fannie Mae really doesn't have any alternative to say no.
Fannie Mae's Dallas offices house the people who ultimately decide whether to modify a loan or let it go. When a company like NationStar can't make that call, it falls to a Fannie Mae servicing specialist like Michelle Barton, who is dealing with one close call case on her computer screen.
This is borrowers. They have had a reduction in income.
Barton tinkers with the numbers. If she cuts the interest rate dramatically from its current 7% to 3%, the person should be able to afford their loan. These days, Barton says she's doing more to cut mortgage payments, which means rejecting fewer applications.
We're trying to do more things, have come up with more programs so that we don't have to say no unless it's just absolutely impossible to do a workout.
Barton and others like her say the best part of her job is being able to say yes to a new loan that reduces home payments for someone in need. And despite the crazy increase in workload, never has the mortgage field been so exciting, they say.
If you're an asset manager, you're in the World Series here in terms of managing through this credit crisis.
Kevin Brungart has spent his whole career managing loans. He used to work at Fannie Mae's headquarters in Washington, D.C., but is now a vice president in Dallas, helping Fannie Mae manage theirs.
When do you feel like you've earned your World Series ring?
Basically, preserving and maintaining home ownership is earning your World Series ring.
Those who work here say that's a reasonable goal, but with delinquency rising, it's one that's too far off to guess when it might be reached. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Not everybody's going to get to keep their home, and tomorrow Yuki looks at what happens when Fannie Mae forecloses on homeowners.